Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our community connection. And with us, we have Wendy Stearman, who is the Republican candidate going up for the District 11. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me here.
Always great to have you in studio. It always seems like the sun's shining when you pop in. I work some of that magic here, you know. We've had a little bit of rain. So how's the campaign going so far?
It is going very well. You know, every day we get up and we do more and meet more people and put out more signs and, you know, just keep moving forward.
In one of our earlier ones, we were talking about that. We were talking about how nice it is to actually go out and have face-to-face conversations with people.
Yes. I always enjoy face-to-face conversations. You can really get to the heart of an issue if you can have a face-to-face conversation with someone.
Well, we got a big state question coming up. And What's been the response that you've been meeting with?
You know, that one is a tough one. I see both sides of the argument, and both parties are supporting both sides. So as far as I'm concerned, you probably know by now that I'm strongly supporting limiting government in all areas. And I think the state question is a move in that right direction.
What is the state question? How does that read?
It is relating to criminal justice.
How
those who have been tried and convicted are sentenced.
I understand. I was talking with the senator, Julie Daniels, about that, too. And, there is a wide and varying opinions on that one.
Yeah, and I agree that it is in the right direction, but I am not in favor of so many state questions, so many amendments to the Constitution. It feels like this is happening a lot these days, and a passing major constitutional changes just at a simple majority several times a year just seems like a bad idea. And I think if the Constitution is in such bad shape that it is probably time to start looking at rewriting it. And I am very much in favor of comprehensive constitutional reform in our state. It's been known since it was written back in 1906, 1907, that it needed to be rewritten. And at that time, it was the longest state constitution in the world. I mean, it was the longest governing document in the world. It's actually, Alabama has beat it by far.
Okay.
Don't envy that state. But Theodore Roosevelt, when he was here, when Oklahoma became a state, had said that the Oklahoma Constitution was not fit for publication at that time. And so I fully support that, and I think constitutional reform is certainly something that should be considered.
Well, I tell you what, I think you've got a lot of people's interest in that. What? Redo it? Yeah, well, it is a bit
lengthy. I don't
know
that it could get much worse than it is.
Now, on education, you're big on that because you've educated your own children.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about education with Wendy Stearman.
All right. Well, yes, I have. My entire adult life has been all about education, as I have homeschooled three children that have graduated, and I'm still homeschooling three. And of course, I've mentioned before that I'm part of a homeschool co-op where we have lots of classes that meet a couple times a week, and I love that. I love teaching those classes. It shows me just how committed our teachers are in this state, because it is a lot of work. I teach a little bit of stuff, and they do it every day, all day long, and that is a major commitment. And speaking of Bartlesville schools, I have been very impressed with Superintendent McCauley and just the entire Bartlesville school system and how well they have gotten teachers and students back together. I've talked to several teachers in the area who are thrilled that they can have face-to-face instruction, and that seems to be going well, and I think they've just done an outstanding job at that.
I know a few of them are not big fans of the camera. It's just not the same as being there and seeing the faces out
Again,
there.
Again, that face-to-face interaction is really needed, especially for education.
Yeah. Well, you're always going to get an answer when you ask the question, hey, how do you like the state budget? No one's going to hold back on that, are they?
Right. Yeah, and everybody has an opinion, I'll tell you.
Oh, boy.
and you know, goodness, the state budget coming into the new session is going to be, it's going to be a big deal, and there are going to be a lot of issues that are going to have to be dealt with, obviously, with things being shut down so much lately, and again, with the state question, again, you know, back to those that just passed with the Medicaid, you know, that's going to be a big hit on the state budget, and as the representative, my focus will always be on the individual That is my goal as the individual taxpayer.
Yeah.
That is my goal as a representative. I will not be in favor of increasing revenue to the state. And I know those are fighting words, but that is not my focus. My focus is on the individual, and my interest will be in increasing economic activity at the individual level. I would like to focus on reducing taxes and reducing government spending. I think that if the resulted state revenue increases as a result of these actions, then, you know, that's great. Mm-hmm. But my focus will be the individual, because I believe that is the job of the representative. I love Henry Hazlitt. I use his book in my high school economics class, and he is known for saying that government spending is never the cure for economic ills. And I fully agree. I think we may not know what the answer is to a lot of the problems, but we know what the answer isn't, mm-hmm. and it is never going to be more government spending.
Very well put. Very well put. And this kind of dovetails into job creation. Now, we've got mm-hmm. people going back to work.
Oklahoma is doing very well with those numbers. Yeah, we are in the top percentage of the country as far as people returning to work. And our unemployment rates are much lower than the rest of the country. And I'm thankful for that.
Well, yeah. But still, all the same, this is a state that's really ripe for the picking. And I think the rest of the United States and the rest of the world might have an interest in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Setting up their...
That would be great, wouldn't it? Yeah. It would be great if we could have more jobs for the people in Oklahoma mm-hmm. and continue bringing that unemployment number down. And as in all areas, I am always for limiting that government, even in the area of jobs. I would like the job creation to be left to the private sector. And to make that possible, mm-hmm. I think that, you know, revising our corporate laws and the regulations that prevent job creation and new businesses moving here would be ideal. I would love to reflect free market principles to attract new business. I am in favor of the Oklahoma Republican platform. Is supportive of removing the personal income tax. And I think that would be a great way to bring more people and more businesses into this state. And I support that. And that is going to create jobs. You know, if you do it at the government level, you create a job by removing taxpayer money and putting into that job. Whereas if you leave the job creation to the private sector, that money is left in the taxpayer pockets. And the possibilities of that taxpayer stimulating the economy and having the economic freedom to do what they believe they love in is a great way to create jobs. I am always for leaving job creation and all things, you know, to the individual.
Mm-hmm. And with that in mind, when you were talking about the possibility of taking away the income tax in our state, that would be along the lines of, say, a state like Texas or Florida mm-hmm. That seem to be doing okay in that direction.
Yes, and there are other areas to look at. You know, I know that Texas has high property tax, and there are other areas that would have to be considered as well. But again, my goal will always be stimulating the economy for mm-hmm. the individual taxpayer, and I think that the state as a whole will benefit from that move.
We're talking with Wendy Stearman, and she is the Republican candidate running for District 11. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've popped on the scene by storm, and you got a lot of supporters
out there, but
you got a heck of a race coming up on the 3rd. Mm-hmm. And I understand that, you know, you and the kids and everybody's been out there knocking the doors and just saying howdy and everything.
Yeah, we have a lot of volunteers, and we have been going out and knocking doors, meeting people, which, you know, I say all the time is my favorite part, and it is. I love hearing, it is, and I've told so many of my volunteers, you know, if you're getting discouraged, if you're watching the news, if you're, you know, seeing what's going on in the country and in the world, get out and knock doors, because you are going to talk to some of the nicest people. Bartlesville all the way down to Collinsville. People are conservative, true conservative, largely Republican, mm-hmm. And just so kind. And I am always encouraged when I go out and I meet those people in the neighborhoods in our area.
I think we're blessed here in God's country, as we call it around here, because you get too far outside of our area, it's like, wow, wow, how do you folks get, you know, it just seems like it's a lot nicer. You're right, the people are a lot nicer in our area mm-hmm. than they are other places in the United States.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It's not something that I would have done, you know, outside of campaigning, and I'm glad that I've had the opportunity.
That is really amazing. Now it's time for Wendy to get on the stump and give us your statement. Give us give you your speech.
Okay.
We do this with all of our candidates. Everybody gets to do that, and here you go, unencumbered.
All right. Well, again, I am Wendy Stearman, and I am the Republican nominee for Oklahoma House of Representatives in District 11. And as your representative, I will always want to listen to you, to the individual. I believe that the answers to the problems plaguing our state today lie with the individual. The successful solutions will never be found in more government. I would like to represent you, and if you would like to talk to me, please contact me at 918-500-5141 or at stearman4house@gmail.com or you can go to my website, stearman4house.com, and I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and many ways that you can contact me, and I truly want to hear from the people in the district about your concerns.
Last time we spoke, if I remember correctly, you're learning to fly airplanes.
I am, and man, it's been
tough.
Away
from the context of politics, but how is that doing?
I have had, I think, two lessons since I started campaigning. Oh. And yes, my husband is very frustrated that I'm not getting up more, but it is hard to find the time. My son, my 17-year-old, is doing great, and he's been out soloing in the little yellow Cub and in the gray 140, and he's doing fabulous, and I need to follow what he's doing, but I will finish it. But you know, this campaign has sort of taken my time.
Well, I understand. You know, one of the benefits of flying a nice little personal airplane as opposed to a car, you have to worry about parallel parking.
Well, yeah, and you know, I failed parallel parking on my driving test, so that's really a good thing. I always try to look for the pull-in parking spot so I can avoid the parallel parking.
but that must be an incredible, just a burst of freedom once you're up
there
in the wild.
It is wonderful. I love being up in the air. It is wonderful. I love that we have that opportunity here.
Wonderful. Again, so in case folks missed it, we're talking with Wendy Stearman. Where can we find you online again?
I'm on Facebook at Stearman Number 4 House.
Uh-huh.
And then also on Instagram with that same address. And then stearman4house.com is my website, and there are links to all the social media, as well as my phone number, my email address, and then also a page where you can volunteer. You can get T-shirts, you can get signs, you can go knock doors, you can donate. Money is needed for campaigning, and I always appreciate that. Those are the ways to reach me. And then my phone number, again, is 918-500-5141, and I will always get back to you if I miss your call, and I'd love to talk to you.
Wendy Stearman, thank you very much for being with us here on Community Connection.
All right. Thank you so much for having me, Tom.
We got more coming up.